welcome once again to another hour. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the $30 billion in impact, the 60,000 jobs, a path towards energy security with what's happening in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota by going to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Still time to sign up for next week's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. You can find out more. Get a link to WBPCND.org from NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness will be here next hour on the program to answer any and all questions and comments. Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, with us every other Monday. Just taking your calls, talking about things in the news. We look forward to that. Bottom of this hour, we're going to meet the head of the Ann Carlson Center in Jamestown that is partnering up with an international group to have a first-of-its-kind in the United States effort. Really innovative idea. Actually, and they're having a grand opening for this company today. It's a group called Specialist Stern, I think is how you pronounce it. It's actually a Danish name for the specialist. And what it does is it takes IT companies and pairs them up with workers that have autism to assist in real data-heavy tasks that are actually something that comes pretty naturally to individuals with ASD. So what a neat idea for special needs folks. Another way to get more folks working. So kudos to the that have stepped up to the plate and allowed this innovative effort to come overseas to North Dakota. So kind of neat. We'll find out about that. In the meantime, we do have time for you to tell us what's on your mind, as we always do. By the way, I'm toddless again today. Todd Mitchell was planning on being back today from his honeymoon until they decided to have a snowstorm in Denver. So the layover in Denver cost him an extra night of honeymoon and vacation with his bride in Colorado. And so late tonight, I guess, gets back in here, and he'll be back tomorrow. So here's how you join the program, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550-studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me know what's on your mind after the weekend. I read yesterday a great editorial in the Bismarck Tribune. And I don't, you know, I find myself a lot of times the lead editorial of the newspapers in our region are very often, I don't know. I don't very often say, yeah, no kidding, you nailed it, but I did on this one. The headline was Needless Death Toll on North Dakota Highways. And when I saw the headline, I thought, okay, here we go. Another story with the blame game, if you will. And this is human nature. We see a problem and we say, gosh, if only there were less trucks on the road. If there were only there were wider, you know, roads. If only there are more roads, you know, we want to find some quick fix, right? And that's why I applaud the editorial, because it's talking about some alarming statistics, and the statistics from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I'll break it down into a nutshell for you. There's four regions, and in 2008, the northwest part of North Dakota accounted for 29.9% of fatal crashes in North Dakota. That number has grown inch by inch, 41% in 2010, and the most recent year we have statistics, 53.4% of the state's fatal crashes. So there's obviously something going on here, 30% in 2008 to now over half of the fatal crashes in the states, 71 out of 133. Now, perspective's important here. 133 fatal accidents in a year is, well, it's you know, it stinks. But we are blessed in the North Dakota to have a lot lower number, even with all the activity we have going on, than a lot of states in total, you know, fatal accidents. I think there were, 133 in 2013, 147 in 2012, so actually we're less of them in the most recent year that we have statistics for. But the point is, of the ones we do have, the vast majority of them are happening now, over half of them, and the number's growing in the northwest part of the state. So they're talking about in the editorial that the death toll remains too high. But then they say the following, and this is where I want to talk about this and see if you agree or disagree. The bottom line is the burden falls on those on the road. The bottom line is the burden falls on those on the road. Folks, that's us. The editorial says, too many times the accident report tells of someone trying to pass in an unsafe situation of high rates of speed or alcohol use. McKenzie County Sheriff is quoted in this editorial saying, most of our crashes out here involve inattentiveness, complete disregard for traffic laws, and also alcohol issues and drug issues that we're seeing with the increase in people. Sergeant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol quoted as saying, over 90% of our fatal crashes are behavior-related. We need to start making better decisions. Those are conscious decisions that drivers are making that are leading to these fatal crashes. We can go out there and work day in and day out, but if people aren't making the right choices, we're going to struggle. Drivers need to slow down. Better roads don't mean drivers can exceed the speed limit by another 10 miles an hour. I state the obvious here. There's no place for alcohol or drug abuse on the highways. Parents should be able to feel comfortable about sending their young drivers on the road. Older drivers shouldn't have to feel rushed. It's time to be careful out there. It's time to reduce death. This isn't some sort of deep white paper, meant to taking years of research. This is common sense, folks. This is common sense. So first of all, way to go, Bismarck Tribune editorial board, in coming up with this. Second of all, do you hear it? Are you listening to it? Do you agree with it? It's us. We need to look in the mirror here a little bit. Now, somebody that might be a lifelong resident of Stanley, North Dakota, and see Stanley go from, a quiet little northwestern North Dakota community over these last 5, 6, 7 years into a mini little mecca, not unlike, what Watford City or Williston or, Tioga, any of these towns, you pick them, are going through, and say, yeah, but we didn't used to have that problem. I understand that, but we're still the problem. We're still the problem. I mean, there's more of everything going on here in our state, and the bad stuff, as I think we all agree, more fatal accidents are bad, and that jump from 2008 where Northwest North Dakota had 29% of fatal crashes now to 53% says, okay, something's going on here. It's us. It's the rush. This is fixable. That number can go down, but it takes a shift in behavior. Are we up for it? Can we do it? I applaud him. I think couldn't have said it better myself. The bottom line is the burden falls on those on the road. When you have the highway patrol saying 90% of our fatal crashes are behavior-related, we're the fix. It's not more money. It's not more roads. It's not more pipelines, all of which are a good idea, all of which play a part, but we are the reason. Drive to the conditions. How many times have we said it here? Agree or disagree with that? Let me know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for you to say thumbs up, thumbs down, or you're nuts, Shannon. Whatever you'd like. 800-228-0550. I started to say our hotline number, which is 855-200-1776. You can press 1 and leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on that message. You also, on that line, mother, you also can, if you'd like, get a comment in for Ron Nessel. He'll be here for the full hour next hour, taking your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues if you want to get those in. We're going to talk a lot today about an inordinate amount of focus on Bakken crude and rail accidents, to the point now we're getting into all kinds of different restrictions about, well, states want to know when Bakken crude is coming through a particular metropolitan area or, whatever. I think common sense has kind of gone off the rails in many ways, but that's one. My gosh. So anyway, but the North Dakota Petroleum Council being proactive about it, obviously commissioning a study on the flammability of Bakken crude, but the context is very often left out of those stories. And we sort of lose the focus of keeping the rail on the track. But anyway, that and the much more, million barrels a day, very close for North Dakota. There'll be a celebration about that in June. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And by the way, I know folks who are not celebrating a million barrels a day. In fact, they consider it offensive that we would celebrate a million barrels a day. Now, I have a lot of people that I really respect and like who hold that view, and it's mostly because of the disruption in what was their daily routine, their life, their way of life. And, again, that is, I think, one of the challenges for all of us to say, hey, how do you take this level of commerce where you have more of everything going on in our great state and at the same time build a sense of community and restore a sense of community and take care of those quality of life things? It's part of it. So we'll talk with Ron about all that. But if you did have a question you want to get in early, you can always do that. 855-200-1776, press 1. You know what's on my mind? Tell me what's on yours. We'll continue next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's on your mind? Traveling today? Might I suggest you hit a PetroServe USA location and fill up? They're the folks that help America fuel better by partnering North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, giving you lots of choice at the pump when you fill up, specializing in 100% American-made fuels at PetroServe USA locations. But in addition to that, they also want you to fill up on a great deal. The 4-for-4 deal is all day, every day. So maybe you roll in there, you haven't had breakfast yet. How about a personal pan hot stuff breakfast pizza? Really good. And you can have a coffee or a 20-ounce fountain pop to go with it and two cookies. And that's all day, every day. So a little later on, they'll be rolling out the pepperoni and the sausage and all the goodies. The 4-for-4 deal of PetroServe USA locations, Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji. Find a location near you. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? A lot of reaction to the NFL draft first. And that is the St. Louis Rams drafting the openly gay Michael Sam. And he'd be the first openly gay player to be drafted in the NFL. And there's a ton of reaction I'm seeing about that on social media. Most people are upset that I'm seeing, not about the fact that the Rams have drafted him or that he's going to be in the NFL, but rather the decision, and I don't know whose decision this is, I guess ultimately it's his, right, to allow cameras in. So he gets the phone call from the Rams, he gets the phone call, and then he's there, and he gets very emotional. And his significant other is next to him, sort of caressing him through this whole thing, and then ultimately hangs up the phone, and they exchange a smooch. And so a lot of folks have been airing this over and over and over and over again. TPM News writes, so the handsome football player gets drafted by an NFL team, emotional kiss on his sweetheart, and gives sportscast a feel-good video clip. It's a scene that plays out for dozens of draft picks. But when a sobbing Michael Sam celebrated his selection by the St. Louis Rams by hugging and kissing his partner, another man, and made real and physical that an openly gay athlete had taken an unprecedented step toward an NFL career. For some, the reaction was joy. For others, there was dismay or even anger. For the networks that carried and repeatedly aired the scene, it was business as usual. Now, from the network's perspective, I guess, you know, number one, I'm always suspicious about their agenda. On the other hand, anytime something's a first, then they're going to be all over it, right? So, you know, there's a first here. But it is, I think, the cheerleading is the word I'm going to pick. I don't know if that's the right word. But the sort of wave it in your face, na-na-na-na-na, here you go, that I think folks who have a different set of values and believe in traditional marriage and see this as you know, celebrating a lifestyle that would be immoral, it's almost in your face. Now, again, I think you can understand people who are different and still love them in some way or still pray for them or whatever. But, you know, it is, and this is where the media kind of plays the, again, the cheerleading, the wave it in your face. And I think that's why this story is getting the reaction that it is. And who's the player already in trouble because he tweeted out some things while this was happening, derogatory about it, just a couple one-word tweets that he later took down. Who's that again, Chris? One player who played for the Dolphins. I forget the player, but anyway, they're already shipping him off to sensitivity training and making him have to go a different route. Daryl, on our other story today on the road, said, Scott, you're correct. It is the attitude of the driver. It seems that those people are only interested in themselves. One of the worst violations is running stop signs and red lights. I nearly got hit and ran over twice last week on my motorcycle in Minot, and I had the green light. Broderick Crawford of the TV show Highway Patrol said it best. It's not who is right, it's who's left. All right, thanks, Daryl. Here's another comment on the roads from Karen. Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hello. I'm hoping that many drivers in Western North Dakota are having to be patient about road construction because they needed a lot of road repair in Western North Dakota.
But patience is the key word, right? No matter what the conditions are, obviously road conditions, or road construction, rather, provides a whole host of challenges that require some additional patience. But I go back to the highway patrolman's comments. 90%, over 90% of our fatal crashes are behavior related. We need to start making better decisions. We're the problem. It's us. It's human nature. So it's preventable, Karen, right?
So in other words,
I don't see road construction being the problem. Road construction is a solution to wider roads, more roads, improved roads, you know, a piece of the pie.
You're right. Road construction is the solution, and I'm hoping many, many drivers are having to be patient with it.
Good counsel, Karen. Just be patient. That's the bottom line of this whole thing, because the burden falls on us, on the road. And I know it's a lot easier to blame road construction, new roads, too many trucks, you know, all the oil. I mean, the amount of things oil gets blamed for are just phenomenal. Oil is a lot less of a problem than we are when it comes to the fatal crashes. Patience is the counsel from Karen, and it is a good suggestion. Thanks, Karen. 855-200-1776. Press 1 if you want to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us on the air. What'd you say, Chris? You've given me the... Yeah. Read that. Miami Dolphins safety Don Jones was the player, by the way, that expressed his disapproval to the video being played over and over and over again, tweeting, horrible and OMG. He has since deleted those comments. The Dolphins responded quickly, ordering Jones to pay an undisclosed fine and barring him from team activities until he finishes training for his recent comments made on social media. So, free speech is gone, I guess, but the owner of the L.A. Clippers found that out long before. I mean, these NFL players, Major League athletes, definitely subscribe to a different set of rules. And expressing his view, you knew, in this case, going to get him in some measure of trouble. A lot of chatter about that out there today. All right. Short break, back with more. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council next hour to take your calls. When we come back, I'll tell you about an innovative thing that is happening today in Fargo. And Carlson Center, partnering with an international group and kicking things off today. We'll tell you about it next.
Now what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Take this caller first, and then we'll get to our guest here. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind is the name of the program. And tell me.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. This is Ed from Minot.
Hey, Ed.
I compare the railroad, you know, they're busy out west here. Like I compare that kind of to where my occupation back in the old days. Back in the old days, railroad, all they had to do was, in the springtime, to move a little fertilizer, some seed and stuff, and then during the summertime, there wasn't much going on. Well, then in the fall, they got busy again moving the grain out and whatever. Well, now with this new commodity oil, they're busy all the time, so they pretty much just are overwhelmed in business, and they weren't prepared for it, so... That's kind of what I see what happened. It's the same in my occupation. Back in the old day, you worked construction during the summer and you couldn't buy a job in the wintertime. But now it's busy year round.
Yeah, I'm I'll admit oversimplifying it, but we have more of everything going on in North Dakota, right? I mean, it's just
right.
And we could use more of everything. So that's why BNSF is buying more engines for the trains. They're laying down more track.
They got a steady cash flow now. Before it was intermittent, just like it was when the construction days used to be. So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but I think as far as the stuff that we look at and say it's alarming, like the stat I used about Northwest North Dakota's fatal accidents. Number one, keep it in perspective in that a total. Of fatal accidents in 2013 of 133 is 133 more than I'd like and more than you'd like, Ed. But
no respect. People just have no respect.
But it's also, number one, is smaller than a lot of other places on the planet. And number two, we're a big part of the reason. So when you say no respect, I assume you mean just from rules of the road?
Right. People don't respect the other driver, you know. They're just going to be first, and we're going to go, and we're going to get her done and kill everybody in the way. Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Thanks a bunch. Want to change gears here a little bit and talk about something that's happening today that is worthy of celebrating. A multinational organization is cranking up operations in North Dakota, partnering with the Ann Carlson Center that will be financially supporting their efforts. They actually have a grand opening today from 11 to 1 at the Loretta Building in downtown Fargo. The group is called Specialist Stern, which is it actually is a Danish for the specialist. And what this outfit does is they unite IT companies with workers that have autism to assist in the real data-heavy tasks that come pretty naturally to individuals with ASD. This is really a neat thing. And to tell us more about it is the... CEO of the Ann Carlson Center, Eric Munson. Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good to hear from you.
And the executive director of Specialist Stern Midwest, Tony Toman? Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
Am I saying specialistern correctly? I'm not big on Danish, so I just want to make sure.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not a big Danish speaker either. That's how we're calling it here in the Midwest.
All right, that's fantastic. So, and this is new to the United States, but a proven model overseas, is that correct?
Yeah, it's been quite successful overseas because, just like you said, I thought you did a great job of really encapsulating what we're doing. We really leverage the strengths of, you know, high-functioning people on the autism spectrum and help match them to kind of detail-rich jobs that can be kind of tricky to fill for a software company. So, it's worked overseas, and we're excited to kind of get it off the ground here in the Midwest.
And, Eric, talk about how the Ann Carlson Center found out about Tony's organization and linked up North Dakota businesses with what they do.
Well, thanks. Good to hear from you, Tony. We'll see you later this morning. But the we had first read an article in Wired magazine several years ago that talked about this Danish group and the founder of that. And we thought it fit well with our programs in the state of North Dakota and our growing awareness of neurodiversity and individualized planning. And shortly thereafter, we were contacted by several people live in the Twin Cities about bringing this to the United States. And we immediately began discussions with them that has resulted in the formation of Special Stern Midwest. And Tony is our executive director, CEO.
And Tony, talk about why Fargo. How did North Dakota end up being on your radar?
Well, a big part of it is because Ann Carlson Center said, you know, not only is the idea of this really inspirational, but it's something that we believe we should invest in. So, I mean, that's a big part of it. And then secondly, you know, it's no secret that Fargo, North Dakota has really low unemployment, and there's a need for workers and to have everybody who can contribute in a significant way contributing. So there's a, I'm not at liberty at this moment to say, but there's a fast-growing software company that is ready to hire our folks. So it's a combination of investment and job availability, and that just kind of led to Fargo being the place.
And, Eric, talk about those with autism, these special needs, how difficult it is for them to get gainful employment.
Well, there's a lot of individuals kind of refer to it as neurodiversity, where you have individuals all along a set of skills on a spectrum. And it turns out that some individuals have particularly unique skills for certain kinds of jobs, and particularly in this case in the high-tech industry. So as we began to match individuals up, that they began to think about their career training, education, so forth. What we're trying to do is match those individuals with unique skills with the jobs that they could fill, and then provide that vocational support, that educational support, job skills, and social skills that are required in order to stay gainfully employed.
And, Tony, I understand you have a long-term goal to enable 100,000 jobs in the U.S. through the Specialist Stern Foundation. Explain the bridge that you provide. How does it work?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, we function really as a nonprofit IT consultancy firm. So we assess and train people for, you know, particularly for, at this point, quality assurance and software testing, kind of that particular type of occupation. We assess and train people for that capacity. And then we partner with companies to consult them out. So we bill out for their services, and they receive full-time compensation. And that's the kind of the bridge that we make. And the way that we do 100,000 jobs is to expand the model across the Midwest and, of course, across the United States. But more importantly, hopefully we slowly but surely change the world of work, the whole world of work, to be able to accommodate this growing group of people that we're going to see entering the job force in the next, you know, decades.
And, Tony, first, and Eric, maybe talk a little bit about the talent involved here. I mean, because they really, I mean, the jobs you're looking to fill are hard for these companies to fill, and the talent that these individuals with special needs have are pretty pretty unique in that they're really good at detail-oriented work that is required and hard to hard for these companies to find highly skilled individuals to be able to do that, right?
Sure, sure. A lot of these individuals that we're seeing, so people who have heard about Specialist Earn and have reached out, you know, through email or through phone to us, some of these folks will have multiple degrees, multiple college degrees. They certainly don't lack for, you know, kind of thinking skills, really, really fine technical skills. In many instances, their issues are primarily social or primarily being able to kind of move from one task to another. So, you know, we can support their, you know, we can support some of that through our work and really allow their technical skills to flourish.
And Eric, what kind of you know, numbers are we talking about, folks with these kind of highly skilled individuals with some form of autism somewhere on the spectrum? Are we talking about as far as that you're trying to place?
Well, I think Tony could probably give you better numbers in terms of the need that we've seen or the interest that we've seen. But I think what we're looking at is really a paradigm shift in terms of how individuals can look at themselves, their futures, their goals, their aspirations and dreams. And what the Specialist Earn does is provide a vehicle, a way to obtain employment and have the support that you need to continue the employment.
And so, Tony, are we talking about, you know, North Dakota folks, you know, connecting with these jobs? Are we talking a talent pool that's worldwide that then you just, in this case, you mentioned fast-growing software company in North Dakota that is the draw here. Are they tapping into talent here or tapping into talent worldwide?
Well, I guess it's, I guess we would be looking at the United States-wide. I mean, certainly I don't think anybody would complain if we start to draw people from around the country to come here to North Dakota. But, you know, clearly our goal is to help this community first. And, you know, the Centers for Disease Control recently came out to say 1 in 68 children have been diagnosed with autism or will be diagnosed with ASD. And we don't believe that number is far-fetched. So it could be a significant number of people that we're able to serve. Now, the exact number, of course, is hard to know because the diagnosis rate was much lower, you know, 10, 15 years ago, but some of that was just due to us not really understanding the condition very well.
Tell you what, this is a kind of innovation you don't often hear about. You know, I mean, we hear about energy developments, we hear about unmanned aerial systems, all good stories, all good news stories, but this is a really unique one that I think especially anybody that has a family member with autism knows the talents that they have and then also the struggles to find a position just have to be thrilled about. So glad it's happening. Glad it's happening here and the successful model other places are being put to work in North Dakota. Kudos to the employers that are stepping up to the plate here as well and obviously to the Ann Carlson Center for bringing a specialist here. Our
Absolutely.
Guest today, Eric Munson, the CEO of the Ann Carlson Center, and Tony Thielman, the executive director of Specialist Stern Midwest. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And again, they're doing an open house today at the Loretta Building in Fargo. That's downtown Fargo. The Loretta Building, one of the Kilbourne Group projects, all right, in the heart of downtown Fargo from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. today. Folks want to find out more about that or take that in. They can also check it out, AnnCarlson.org /Specialist Stern. Find out more about it. Back with more, and your calls welcome on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I just wanted to weigh in on the accident situation out in the Bakken area. I'm out there every other week for my work, and usually 2 to 3 nights I'll be in the western part of the state. And when you talk about driving conditions, I think it's actually more important to drive to your surroundings and drive with the traffic flow that's out there. The people that go too fast are a problem, and the people that go too slow are actually more of a problem. Because when you've got 20 cars stacked up behind somebody doing 45 miles an hour in the 70, and then they're trying to pass this person, they're a lot more of a hazard than somebody who's passing lines of cars at 90 miles an hour. You don't see that as often as what you see these people driving too slow for the posted speed limits and causing a stack up behind them. And so what I'm saying is, if you can't drive to the conditions and drive to the speed limit on a two-lane road, if you can't do between 70 and 75 miles an hour, which is most of the time the posted speed limit is between 65 and 70, if you can't do 70 to 75 miles an hour on a two-lane road with your vehicle in the conditions, good conditions, then you should not be driving out there. You need to either get off the road and let somebody else drive you around if you're, you know, an older person or whatever, or if you
are a tourist and you're out there causing doctor slowdowns, get your butt off the side of the road and look at what you want to see. Take your pictures, but don't be hanging your camera lens out of the car window doing 45 miles an hour and then wonder why everybody's flipping you off. So I'm just saying, if you can't drive to the conditions, stay off the road and drive to the traffic flow, not to what you think are the conditions. Thank you.
Yeah, I drive to the conditions. I mean, this is common sense. This isn't really that difficult, I don't think. And again, back to the editorial, we're talking a little bit about the new statistics that show a spike in fatal crashes in Northwest North Dakota, and the Bismarck editorial position, which I share, that says we're the problem here. The burden falls on those on the road. And law enforcement quoted here is saying McKenzie County Sheriff, inattentiveness, complete disregard for traffic laws, speed, trying to pass in an unsafe situation, alcohol use. And another caller from Watford City left a message. His cell phone was breaking up, so I can't play it. But the gist of it was, agree, but how you fix it? More enforcement from law enforcement. All right? Cracking down a little bit. But I think the first, you know, what do they say about the first thing you do to fix a problem is, you know, admit when there's a problem. We're the problem. The, you know, it isn't oil, it isn't enough roads, it isn't road construction, it is driver behavior. We're it. Look in the mirror. And we got a better shot at trying to fix this. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. Doug and Minot, listening on KCJB today. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Hey, I got the problem up there with all the money we spent on that Williston bypass. There is no sign to tell you where to get on that bypass. I spent 2.5 hours up there trying to get from Highway 85 to north of Williston the other afternoon, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's one of my problems. And another one is all these out-of-state oil workers that are so smart that they can drive 100 miles an hour, but they can't read a traffic sign or give you courtesy of turning on turn signal. Thank you.
There is, well, you know, the signs, I guess, are should have been, you know, an easy part of the truck bypass. But to your second point, exactly what we're talking about. I have this visual of this poor caller spending 2.5 hours trying to get on a bypass. I guess you're fueling that stereotype that, you know, no way we're going to stop and say, hey, where the heck's that bypass? Can you lead me to the bypass? We're just going to drive around for 2.5 hours trying to find the bypass. And I'm not mocking the caller because I've been there. Just ask somebody. Come on. No. I'll find it. Yeah, wasting away the hours. Thanks for the call, 800-228-0550. Let me just plead with you folks, because there's a lot of folks listening and driving in the middle of this. Number one, perspective is very important. And I think as much as we believe this to be a significant problem, and anything that jumps from a 29% problem to a 53% problem in the course of you know, a number of years, what's that, a five-year span? You got to say it's worthy of our attention, okay? But perspective in that the total still is 133 of fatal crashes. And that's 133 lives that have been impacted, multiplied by however many family members and, you know, moms and dads without sons and daughters and all of that. I get that. I'm not minimizing, but I am saying keep that number in perspective, number one. Number two, let's recognize why the jump has happened, and it's us. Look in the mirror, and just if individually we all say, hey, I'm changing those habits. I'm going to do it differently. You'll make an impact. You'll make a difference. So appreciate that call. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council takes your calls next hour. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.